Wilhelm Heinrich Sebastian von Trump, affectionately known as Little Baron Trump, was no ordinary child. The last scion of a distinguished Huguenot family, he possessed an insatiable curiosity that belied his diminutive stature. His castle had become a treasure trove of exotic curiosities from his extensive travels, earning him a reputation among local peasants as part magician. A portrait hanging in Schetten's Rathaus captured his peculiar appearance. A small figure with an oversized head, dressed in unusual garments, accompanied by his dignified dog, Bulger. We first encounter the Baron deeply absorbed in a 15th century manuscript by the mysterious Don Fum, describing a world within a world accessible through portals in northern Russia. When faithful Bulger falls into low spirits, annoyed by the familiarity of village dogs, the intelligent canine dramatically presents his old traveling clothes, signaling his desire for adventure. Understanding his companion's restlessness, the Baron resolves to seek these underground portals despite his parents' sadness at his impending departure. What drives someone to abandon comfort for the unknown? Perhaps it's the same impulse that pushes us to turn the page of a book, wondering what lies beyond our current understanding. The Baron's journey reminds us that true discovery requires leaving the familiar behind. Sometimes the greatest adventures begin when we recognize that same restlessness in ourselves. Baron and Bulger faced immediate challenges pursuing Don Fum's manuscript. They traveled from Petersburg across frozen lakes to Archangel, then deeper into the wilderness with their teamster Ivan, who feared something called the Giant's Well. Crisis struck when a drunken Ivan attacked the Baron. Bulger saved his master by leaping at Ivan's throat while the Baron shot the attacker in the forearm. After fainting from his injury, the Baron awoke to find Bulger incredibly driving their wagon with the reins in his teeth. The Giant's Well reference provided their crucial clue. The entrance was a massive funnel-shaped depression Don Fum called Polyphemus's Funnel. Finding the pipe at the bottom too narrow, the Baron coated himself with slippery black lead and descended with a weight. The descent nearly ended in disaster when he became stuck, but faithful Bulger caught the rope in his teeth and pulled him free, the first of many instances where the dog's intelligence would save his master's life. The Baron encountered the Mikamenkies, a race of small, see-through people who displayed their hearts through openings in their garments. Their transparency was both physical and moral, their crystal eyes clouded at any deception. Their society functioned on complete honesty, with thoughts visible through their transparent bodies, though feelings could be hidden with black fans when needed. No one could view another's heart without permission, a custom ensuring happy marriages, as couples could see the true strength of their love before committing. Their world featured mirror-faced lakes, white gardens, and silk from night moths, with their city gleaming in white light. The story climaxed when Damozel Glowstone revealed herself as Princess Crystallina, rightful heir to the throne. Using his magnifying glass, the Baron projected her heart onto the wall, proving the speck was merely a ruby-colored drop of royal blood. The Mikamenkies immediately embraced her as their princess. The most remarkable underground dwellers were the pseudopses, or formafolk, completely blind, deaf, and mute beings who navigated through an acute sense of touch. They communicated via finger-tap pressure language and wrote on thin silver leaves with styluses. Their magnificent city of silver featured buildings illuminated by eternal flames, beauty that, ironically, only the Baron and Bulger could appreciate, as the inhabitants couldn't see it. Street names, house numbers, and books were written in raised letters on silver pavements that pseudopses read with their sensitive feet. City streets were organized by literary genre. When asked about their lack of rulers, their learned citizen Barrow Brow explained that vanity drives leadership. If people of the upper world could rid themselves of eyes and ears, no one would desire to rule, for rulers crave being seen and hearing flattery. suggesting many social problems stem from our obsession with appearance over substance. The Baron and Bulger discovered magnificent ice caverns illuminated by sunlight streaming through a rock crystal lens. This natural window focused light into the icy realm, creating frozen lakes and waterfalls suspended in crystal sleep. The Koltykwerps were stocky, good-natured folk with honest gray eyes and broad smiles, all dressed in snow-white furs. Their ice palace stood on the highest terrace, glittering like jewels in the sunlight. King Gelidus warned the Baron against touching anything with his dangerously warm hands. When Princess Schneebo merely touched the Baron's thumb, she squealed from the heat. The princess showed him the little man with the frozen smile, a chimpanzee perfectly preserved in crystal ice. After persuasion, King Gelidus allowed the Baron to examine the mysterious collar around its neck. Remarkably, the creature, named Fafcuja by the Baron, revived after thousands of years when Bulger warmed him back to life. This miracle excited the normally placid Koltykwerps, who began moving quicker, talking faster, and showing faint color in their cold cheeks. After leaving King Gelidus's realm, the Baron and Bulger plunged downward when their ice block broke free, reaching a river where phosphorescent creatures illuminated marble caverns. In this tropical region, they encountered the Rattlebrains, or Happy Forgetters, people who had deliberately emptied their minds until their brains physically shrank, making clicking sounds when they moved their heads. These folk cultivated forgetfulness, believing knowledge caused misery. They prized their shrunken brains, with the loudest click signifying the greatest achievement in forgetting. When the Baron's time ended, they led him to a marble revolving door. Inside, he and Bulger found a tunnel with luminous rootlets. Taking the right path, they were caught in a violent air current that expelled them into northeastern Siberia. The Baron proudly realized he had completed a 500-mile journey under the Ural Mountains before returning home via St. Petersburg. Baron Trump's underground journey mirrors human nature, with each civilization representing a thought experiment about our potential and limitations. The transparent Mikamenkis embody complete honesty, needing no laws as deception is impossible. The blind Pseudopses demonstrate remarkable adaptation through extraordinary tactile abilities. The frozen Koltykwerps represent resistance to progress, while the happy forgetters satirize rejection of intellectual growth. The Baron repeatedly confronts whether knowledge brings happiness or merely complicates life, a dilemma still relevant today. Each underground society has perfectly adapted to its environment, developing unique technologies and social structures. What makes this journey extraordinary is the partnership between Baron and Bulger, transcending the typical master-pet relationship. Their bond reminds us that discoveries often spring from complementary strengths and that true companionship transcends boundaries. The real underground journey explores human potential, our capacity for adaptation, communication across differences, and finding meaning in unlikely places.